You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
My friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way, Tom Hartman here with you, and a happy Wednesday to you. It is Wednesday, isn't it? Yep. Okay. Oh, my. Hang on just a second here. Our phone server must have gotten rebooted, so I've got to reconnect to it so that I can put Charlie Rangel on the air. It's going to take just a moment. There we go. First of all, a lot happened yesterday. We had a lot of fun with Don Trump's hair with our poll question. Is it a toupee? Is it combed from the back to the front? Is it combed from the front to the back? Is it maybe not hair, a born-again weasel? Or a cleverly disguised robotic pigeon from the planet Xenu who has taken over the brain of Donald Trump? So, Congressman Charlie Rangel on the line, so ably representing New York. The Harlem part of New York, is it not, sir?
Yes, Upper Manhattan, really. Washington, yeah. Heights, El Barrio, West Side.
There you go.
But I really think that what's happening with Trump is such an embarrassment to the United States, with the whole world depending on us for economic and leadership, to have him leading the Republican. You know, it may be fun for the Democrats, but it's not fun for the reputation of our great country.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And what astounds me is if, you know, Joe Biden has the common sense and a few extra bucks to have plugs, you know, put in. Rush Limbaugh makes fun of him. He calls him plugs. But, I mean, it looks pretty good, you know. You'd think that Donald Trump with $7 billion could afford to do something about it, you know. But in any case, what I wanted to talk to you about is that Standard & Poor's, the rating agency, and I know you spent years and years on the House Banking Committee, as I recall. Is that right?
No, Ways and Means.
Ways and Means, which is appropriations. Same. Yeah, very, very close.
Well, you're close.
Well, tell me, explain to me.
On the debt ceiling?
No. The Ways and Means Committee, what it does.
Oh, I see. We have jurisdiction over all tax issued deductions, allowances, credits. We also Social Security, Medicare, and that includes welfare. Right. And all international trade.
Okay, so you spent years and years looking from that catbird seat at what was going on in this country. Standard & Poor's, they issued this warning yesterday, and there were two parts to it. One part, which was actually the secondary part, the smaller part, which, according to the Financial Times today, is easily corrected with a small piece of legislation, was that, you know, our debt ceiling is a problem, and that if we simply raised our taxes, and I mean, you know, the Financial Times having kind of the British view of this, they say, well, what's the big deal here? But the larger part that S&P was warning about is that our banking system has not been fixed, and the next time it crashes, which could be soon, it could cost the taxpayers $5 trillion, which is an amount that we couldn't easily come up with or quickly come up with or dig out from underneath. And I'm curious your take on this.
Tom, it's far more serious than just the broken down system of our banking system. What it is that the entire world is dependent on the quality of our currency. And when we have borrowed $14 trillion, as long as people believe that this is the safest place in the world for them to make their investment, and they do, as long as they believe that ultimately our economy will recover and that they would get their money along with the interest that they're earning each and every day, and we will, then they're confident. But what they are saying also is that if this debt ceiling, which is the first issue you raise, if the Congress does not give permission for the President of the United States to borrow money to pay the interest of money that's already borrowed, this is not like it's new borrowing, even though right. It will be that as well. That means that not only do people in the United States who bought Treasury bonds, but people all over the world were trying to dump
right.
them.
China was making noise about it in this morning's Financial Times.
And so the problem is really this. Normally, people play politics with the question, depending on which